Yeah, I've started the recording. You can proceed.
Okay, thank you. Good morning, everyone. I'm Michael Huang, last name is spelled H-W-A-N-G, and I'm a tax policy specialist with the Interpretations and Technical Advice Division of the Department of Revenue. I'll be the facilitator for this public meeting. It is 10:02 on July 12, 2023. We'd like to thank you for taking your time to attend this meeting and provide us with your feedback. Please note that we are best able to consider your comments if you provide them to us in writing, which can be sent to me at michaelhw@dor.wa.gov. We will now begin the scheduled public meeting for solicitation of comments regarding the proposed language for WAC 458-20-301 or Rule 301, titled Capital Gains Excise Tax, Deductions, Exemptions, and Allocation of Cap Gains and Losses. Electronic copies of this rule are available if you did not receive a copy. Please contact Kathy Holder at kathyh@dor.wa.gov. Kathy is spelled C-A-T-H-Y. If we emphasize that the rule draft as now written is provided for discussion purposes only. Other persons present for this meeting include Atif Aziz as his role as the department's rules coordinator and Tim Zenrich in his role as the department's assistant director. We are conducting this meeting through Microsoft Teams. We do not have other parties physically present for this meeting. I will now go down the list of attendees, display the Microsoft Teams, and we will try to do this in a quick fashion since there's a lot of participants. For the record, please identify yourself, and if you are representing an organization, please state who you are representing. So we will start with the participants on the phone. Actually, there's still people joining by phone. So we'll start alphabetically, and I'll go down the list of names alphabetically on a first name basis. So we have Adil Khoja, and I'm sorry if I mispronounced your name ahead of time.
Yeah, Adil Khoja, representing myself.
Thank you. And we have Alexander Gaston.
Hello, I'm Alexander Gaston. I'm also representing myself.
Thank you. And we have Alexis.
I'm representing myself.
Yeah, thank you. And we have Allison Sierra.
Yes, I'm representing myself.
Okay, thank you. And we have Alisa Wong.
Hi, everyone.
Okay, thank you. We have Allison Kulak.
Hi, just representing myself.
Thank you. And we have Amanda Nates. Okay, we have Amy King.
Hi.
Okay, we have Amy Lapossier.
This is Amy Lapossier. I'm representing myself.
Okay, thank you. We have Ali Anderson.
Tax.
Thank you. We have Andy Nicholas.
Washington State Budget and Policy Center.
Thank you. And we have Angela Sonic.
This is Angela Sonic. I'm representing Hoffman, Stewart & Schmidt, CPA firm.
Thank you. And we have Asuka. Okay, we have Michelle Basler. Okay, we have Bea.
Hi, Bea Naon, representing the Washington Society of CPAs.
Okay, Bea, sorry, my apologies. We have Regina Bellody.
Are we introducing ourselves? I apologize.
Okay, thank you. Ben Armstrong. And we have Ben Valdez.
I am representing tax notes.
Okay, thank you. We have Betty Henyon. Okay, Bill Krepek. Okay, we have Brendan McAuliffe.
I'm representing myself.
Okay, thank you. Brian Parasita. Okay, we have Calder Just. We have Casey Hunt.
Casey Hunt representing myself.
Okay, thank you. We have Chance.
Chase representing myself.
Chase, my apologies. Cheryl Williams,
I'm representing the H&R Block.
Okay, thank you. Chris Mooney. Okay, Christina Wise.
Christina Wise with Price Waterhouse.
Okay, thank you. Where was I? Cody Littlecoat.
Self.
Paul and Tim. And we have Colleen.
Colleen Anderson representing myself.
Okay, thank you. Cliff Conley.
Representing myself.
Thank you. Connie McKenzie.
King Stram and Associates.
Okay, thank you. Cooper Cassidy. Okay, Dan Knowlton.
Representing myself.
Okay, Darcy Quaker.
Darcy Quaker, Ernst & Young, I have no comments today. Just listening.
Okay, thank you very much. Dave Fisher. Donald Frey. Douglas.
Representing myself.
Thank you. Eileen Pujarson.
Good morning. I'm representing the Hagen firm.
Thank you.
Time for this.
Lane Grant.
They did? Hello?
Yes, hi. Could you please mute your microphone, please? Thank you. Emily Shea.
Emily Shea with the Association of Washington Business.
Thank you. Eric Nix.
Eric Nix, Clark Newber.
Thank you. Crystal Faber. Samantha Fong.
Hi.
Okay, thank you. Gail B. Gary Walden.
Representing myself.
Thank you. Gail Stetson.
Representing myself.
Okay. Georgie Green.
Representing Middleton and Middleton.
Thank you. Gil.
Brady Leesk, representing Kavarik and Kim.
Okay, thank you. Grant Shaver.
Representing Clark Neuber.
Okay, Kevin Gui Sean.
Kevin Guichon, Tax Policy Analyst, City of Seattle.
Good, not close, but sorry about that. Hal Sudo. Okay, Cindy Herzog.
Representing myself.
Thank you. Hua Shi.
Associates from Anderson Tax.
Thank you. Alex Hurt. Jackson Dinko.
Myself.
Thank you. And Jade Copieters.
Jade Copieters, I'm Bailey.
Thank you. Jeanette. Jay Forrester.
Hi, Moran.
Hello, Jada Perfetti.
Jada Perfetti, representing Paper Investigator, Inc.
Thank you. Firm. Jeffrey Blankenship.
Representing myself.
Thank you. Jeffrey Nate. Jennifer Lyle.
Hi, representing Raymond Lyle CPA PLLC, an accounting firm.
Thank you, Jenny Dubinsky. Julian Robbie. Okay, thank you. Julian Robinson.
Representing myself, thank you.
Thank you, Joe Haberzetti. Haberzel.
Yeah, Joe Haberzettel, Clark Neuber.
Thank you. My apologies. John.
John.
Sorry, it's just John Guest.
Yeah. Just John representing myself.
Okay, thank you. Janelle Query.
Representing myself.
Okay, Joshua Solomon.
Yep, representing myself.
Joyce Harrison.
Shit.
Yeah, Kay Spencer. Caitlin joining as a guest. Karen Omine joining as guest.
Just listening.
Okay, Catherine Guest or Catherine joining as guest. Christy Matheson.
Representing myself.
Thank you.
There's over 100 people on this video thing and they're taking a roll call at the beginning.
Thank you. Sorry about that. Christine Anderson. Lainey Munn. Ramona Lieber.
Myself.
Thank you. Linda Crowder. Lindsay Chuang.
Linda Crowder representing Los Adams. Thank you.
Thank you.
Lindsay Chuang representing Ernst & Young.
Thank you. Lindsay Berry.
representing myself.
Thank you. Luting Chuang.
Representing myself.
Thank you. Lindsay Berry. Oh, sorry. Lori, joining as guest. And Lori. Or there are three Loris, but okay. There's Lori, Lori Lunsford, and Lori Schaefer.
Lori Lunsford with the City of Camas.
Thank you. And Laura Mahoney.
Laura Mahoney with Bloomberg Tax.
Thank you. Maria Knight.
Representing myself.
Thank you, Marissa. Oh dear. Itraldi. Okay, Mark Hugh.
Mark Hugh representing myself.
Thank you. Mark Johnson.
Hi, Mark Johnson with the Washington Retail Association. I will be making no comments today, but listening. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Matthew Clay.
Representing Rectal Hopkins Howard.
Thank you. Maureen, yes.
Maureen Gummersall, CPA, representing myself.
Thank you. May Yi.
Representing myself.
Thank you. Melissa Sevier. Yeah. Melody Green.
Davies Tax Advisors.
Thank you. Michael Noyd. Michael Smith. Michelle Lehman.
Representing myself.
Thank you. Molly Snorsky.
Representing myself.
Thank you. Noah L. Pam E.
Representing the Hagen firm.
Thank you. Paul Frucci.
Representing Frucci Associates.
Thank you. Pavan Mohan.
Pavan Mohan, CPA, representing myself.
Michael?
This is yes. Tim.
I'm going to suggest that those who are on the list put their affiliation in the chat feature and we'll capture it from there. I can see folks would like to get moving and we do have an hour. This is part of the rule file, so we need the information about who you're representing, but obviously this will probably take some time. So to expedite it, could I ask everyone who has not indicated who they are representing, please put that into the chat. Would that work, Michael?
Yes. Thank you, Tim. Okay.
What did you do about callers, though?
I will. Yes, callers also. Okay, I'll just go quickly go through the callers then. Thank you for that. Phone number ending in 0831. Phone number ending 7207. I'll just read out the whole phone number. 206-390-7207. 253-620-1329, 253-851-1794, 336-413-8821, 360-865-4645, 415-933-7640, 425-228-2764, 425-346-1094, 425-444-0703, 425-754-7801.
That's Maria Cray representing myself. Folks, if he's calling your number, you have to hit *6 to unmute.
Okay, sorry about that. 425-776-0446. Thank you. 503-292-0000. And finally, 971-244-1827. Okay, I think that captures all the participants. We will proceed with the public meeting. We're conducting this meeting from Microsoft Teams. We do not have other parties physically present for this meeting, just for records. This public meeting is conducted pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 8405 RCW, the Administrative Procedures Act. The purpose of this meeting is to solicit comments from the public on possible rulemaking prior to taking action to propose a new rule. This meeting was announced through publication in the State Register as WSR 23-12-085, which was filed with the Code Revisor on June 6, 2023. We will consider any comments received pertaining to the preliminary rule draft. We appreciate receiving written comments and will reevaluate all comments as we proceed with the rulemaking process. Please send written comments to the attention of myself, Michael Hong, at michaelhw@dor.wa.gov. In this way, the department can fully consider your comments before proceeding with future rulemaking activities. The purpose of this public meeting is to gather feedback on the draft language for Rule 301. If you have general questions about the capital gains excise tax or need individualized guidance about the application of the tax to your facts, please use our taxpayer letter ruling portal at dor.wa.gov/contact/request-tax-ruling. Again, that is dor.wa.gov/contact/request-tax-ruling. Utilization of this portal will allow us to provide you with a detailed response to your specific individual questions. Now, I'll provide a brief overview of the rulemaking process. This is the public meeting for input regarding proposed Rule 301 on definitions, deductions, exemptions, and allocation of gains and losses related to the capital gains excise tax. As a result of the comments received in public meetings, the department will draft a proposed amendment to Rule 301. When the drafting is completed, the draft is filed with the Code Revisor and is published in the State Register, after which the public rulemaking hearing is held. After the hearing, additional changes may be made and the final draft is filed for adoption with the Code Revisor. Unlike today's public meeting and the later public meeting, the final filing of a rule is not a public process. Rather, the final filing is just a filing of notice of adoption. In an emergency adoption, or unless otherwise stated, a rule becomes effective 31 days after filing for adoption. I will briefly outline the key points the department would like to address in the rule draft. Rule 301 is presented in five parts: definitions and terms, excise tax imposed, exemptions, deductions, and allocation. In the first part, we will provide definitions for applying the capital gains excise tax, including deductions and exemptions. For the second part, we supply more information regarding the scope of the capital gains excise tax. For this part, we're requesting feedback concerning the term federal net long-term capital gain and whether the tax requires further adjustments in certain transactions that might yield long-term capital gain for federal tax purposes. In the third part, we explain how exemptions under RCW 8287050 may be applied for various examples. In the fourth part, we explain how certain deductions, such as the charitable donations deduction, should be taken and supply further information and guidance. The fifth and final part addresses the allocation of capital gain and provides more information on how individuals may claim credits for taxes paid to other taxing jurisdictions. At this time, we'd like to hear any comments. Now, just a logistical matter, please use the raise hand function on Microsoft Teams if you'd like to provide comments. After I call your name, please identify yourself for the record before providing your comments. For those on the phone, I will ask if you have any comments at the end. Please identify yourself before you comment for the record, just as a reminder. Remember, as mentioned earlier, we are best able to consider your comments in the rulemaking process if you provide them to us in writing to myself, michaelhw@dor.wa.gov. Thank you. I will start taking comments for Rule 301. B.
Hi, Michael. Is screen sharing going to be allowed?
That is a question.
No, we're not going to do.
Okay, no problem. No problem. I understand, especially with the number of people here. Thank you very much. I'm B. Nayon. I'm here today representing the Washington Society of CPAs. We have several comments for you, most of which we're going to submit in writing in respect for the time and other participants. The one that I want to call out in this hearing is with regard to capital loss carryovers. And in draft rule 301, section 3, you've taken the language from the statute with regard to from 8287040, you've copied the language from the statute with some contextual changes, but you only plucked two of the three sentences. You didn't pluck all three sentences. And I'm thinking that that is intentional, not in a spiteful way, but I think it's intentional because you're noticing that there's some conflict in the language with regard to the allowability of capital loss carryovers. However, it's that second sentence, the one that didn't get carried, that specifically tells you the legislative intent that capital loss carryovers are to be allowed to the extent that they are impacting federal net long-term capital gain in the year. And further, the definitional section makes it very, very clear that the only loss carry forwards that the legislature intended for you to add back are those that are not allocated to Washington. So we believe that that rule needs to be revisited and that the department needs to provide explanations and examples of how capital loss carryovers will work. Finally, and I want to be very brief on this, you have some sections there that you provided some examples, but you didn't provide the answers and you're asking for feedback. And we believe that the answer there is in plain sight for you. We believe that the legislature's note of the words sale or exchange, which they note several times in the 82.87 of the RCW, including the definition of where tax is imposed, we believe that it's a two-pronged test. It needs to be a sale or exchange, and it needs to be included in the federal long-term capital gain. And when you look at that, all but one of your examples, we believe, is exempt from Washington capital gain tax. And with that, I'll conclude my comments and thank you for taking my comments.
Thank you for your feedback. I appreciate it. We will move on to Rebecca Hang.
Hi, I'm Rebecca, representing DMB CPA. We previously sent Michael an email. I think it was written by Elisa, one of my team members here. When we were reading about the extension, we interpreted that the federal extension also extends to Washington state capital gains. Can you elaborate on that? Because some of our clients have paid the tax due, but did not file an extension under our interpretation that the federal extension extends the Washington state capital gains return and was penalized for not having an extension.
Yes, thank you. And just to keep a focus on Rule 301, for your question, I would ask you to direct your attention to Rule 300. There you will find more details on the extension application process. We do require, or we did require, an application of an extension, even though you may have filed a federal extension already. However, I did get in touch with your client, with your colleague, and I think it would be best to respect others' time to follow up with you outside of this meeting for that matter.
But is it true that so the way how we read it, it wasn't really clear to the point that you must file an extension for the capital gains tax. So that's what I'm trying to, after maybe the language should be Will you board it?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we'll definitely take that into consideration. Thank you. And if you have any, if you had any other points that you wanted to make, I'll be happy to touch base with you after the meeting.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Yes, Jay.
Thank you, Michael. I see in section B, it notes that the department does not consider estates or trusts other than grantor trusts to be passed through entities. I've already submitted written comments and we've had other discussions during the Rule 300 rulemaking. I urge the department to continue to consider how trusts and distributions from irrevocable trusts will be treated for purposes of the tax and to issue clarifying language regarding that. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate your comments. If we do not have any questions from participants in Microsoft Teams. Okay, sorry, spoke too soon. Yes, go ahead, Angela.
Yes, hi, this is Angela Sonic. I'm with Hoffman Stewart and Schmidt CPAs. My question is about credit for taxes paid to other jurisdictions. One of the requirements there is that the taxpayer in fact paid the tax imposed by other taxing jurisdictions. It's not clear to me in all that is written if it's before or after state-specific credits. And I am referring specifically to Oregon. Oregon has various credits against their taxes that taxpayer can purchase or purchase through an auction. So those offset the tax. And it's not clear if for credit for taxes paid, we should take the tax liability before state specific credits. In addition, Oregon has a pass-through entity level tax, which also comes through as a credit on the individual return. So it's not clear if it's tax liability before that is considered for credit for taxes paid or after those pass-through entity level credits or state-specific credits that were either purchased previously or passed through. So it's that's something that we would need clarified.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate your comments. And actually, if you'd like to provide me with more details, if you send me an email, I'd be happy to take a look at that for you.
Okay.
Okay, Sean? Sean D, if you're still there. Okay, we'll put you back in the queue. Mark?
Thank you, Mark Hugh. And I just want to follow up on B's comment regarding the starting point for the tax. And B mentioned the statute. I would also like to point out that was consistent with the analysis by the Washington State Supreme Court that said it is a tax on capital transactions measured by capital gains. So there needs to be first a capital transaction that is then measured by what's on the federal tax return. So I think your four examples in the rule are great examples of things that are, you know, deemed sales or legally distributions where they're not starting with a capital transaction. So I just wanted to follow on and comment regarding that point.
Yes, thank you very much for your comments. We appreciate it. Sean D. Okay. And sorry, just as a quick reminder to rest of the participants, if you could please mute your microphones, that would help greatly. Thank you very much. And for those on the in chat asking questions, we will unfortunately need a oral testimony from you. Just wanted to give everyone a friendly reminder about that. Okay, if there are no other participants from Microsoft Teams that wish to make a comment, I will move on to the form participants. In no particular order, if you had any comments on Rule 301, please unmute, and if you start speaking, I will form a line that way, a virtual line, so to speak. Okay, there doesn't seem to be comments from the phone participants. I will wait a few more minutes just to gather as many comments as possible from all participants regarding Rule 301.
And Michael, this is Tim Jenner. It looks like at least one member, I want to say Sean, was unable to unmute. And so perhaps Sean could submit his questions in writing as a follow-up to this meeting.
Yes, thank you, Tim. In all cases, if you could please, if you could submit your comments or suggestions on Rule 301 to my email. Again, my email is michaelhw@dor.wa.gov. That is another way to submit the comments and suggestions for this rule. Thank you. And again, just as a friendly reminder, for those of you who have made comments or suggestions through the chat, unfortunately, we are not able to take those into consideration. Please, if you could either write to me an email or provide an oral testimony on Rule 301 through this meeting, that would be great.
Michael, what is your email address? Can you indicate what your email address is, please?
Yes, my email address is michaelhw@dor.wa.gov, and I'll spell it out for you. It's M-I-C-H-A, as in alpha, E as in elephant, L as in llama, hw@dor.wa.gov.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, B.
Hi, Michael. This is Aaron Terwito. Just an FYI, on all the emails that you guys are sending out, your email is incorrect in all the emails for submitting written comments. It says Michael with two L's hyphen LW at dor.wa.gov.
Okay, obviously that's incorrect. Thank you very much for pointing that out. Just for everyone's clarification, I'll type my email in the chat box. I cannot believe that I missed that bit, but yeah, thank you very much for pointing that out. Yes, B, sorry about that. If you had another comment.
I already made my comments, but I have a question about the emails to you with written comments. Thank you for the email. What's the timing? When should we have comments submitted by?
There's no specific deadline. However, I'm going to start going through emails after this meeting. All the emails will be reviewed in order. And hopefully I can provide, take all the comments in and for consideration and revise the rule draft after I review and the comments. Yes.
And Michael, this Tim, is Tim Counter. While there's no specific due date, we will consider comments probably through the rule hearing. I think it is in your best interest to get those as quickly as possible. What we're trying to do is get a rule adopted before the extended returns are filed. So we're hoping to get guidance out as quickly as possible. So our hope is to get those comments, turn this around into the next step in the process, which is the public hearing, and then try to get a rule adoption. So my one piece of advice is please send those on as quickly as possible, because then we can have time to consider them.
That's very helpful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Mark, did you have another comment?
Nope, sorry, forgot to lower my hand.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. Okay, Sean will probably provide a written. Yes, Satish. I'm sorry if I mispronounced your name, but go ahead, please, to their comments.
Okay. So my question, I don't know if this is covered. Is an appropriate topic for today. I moved out of state in April of this year. Is there any kind of proof I need to provide and what it is for the change of my residency?
So, yeah. So just very generally speaking, you are responsible for Washington capital gains excise tax if you are either a Washington resident / or a Washington domicile. Information can be found in section 2 under the definitions, but it sounds like you have a very specific question, and I think I did receive an email from you, but if you'd like to follow up on that and provide me with your more details, or you can also submit your question through the letter ruling portal, which I will type in the chat right now. That will allow us to answer your question with more specific details. And that might probably be what you're looking for. But thank you for your question.
Thank you.
Okay, if there are no other comments, I would like to start closing the meeting. Okay, if you have any comments during the closing, please feel free. Or again, you can write me an email, that'd also be great. To close out the public meeting, this has been the public meeting for input regarding proposed Rule 301, capital gains excise tax, definitions, deductions, exemptions, and allocation of gains and losses. As a reminder, the department will review any comments received during the rule draft during this period and make any changes as needed and publish a proposed rule for public comment. Once the rule proposal is published, the department will hold a public hearing on the proposal to gather feedback from the public. Thank you for participating in this public meeting. If you are not on the department's rules notification list, did not receive a notice of today's meeting directly from the department, and you want to be kept informed of future rulemaking activities related to this rule, please provide Kathy Holder with your name and email address. Kathy can be contacted at kathyh@dor.wa.gov, and I will type that email again for everyone's reference. And if there are no other comments, no further comments, I should say, we will adjourn this meeting. For the record, the time is now 10:47 a.m. on July 12, 2023. Thank you for your time, everyone.